Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the July 2023 member meeting of Democrats Abroad China. We're catching a wave today. We're very excited. My name is Liz Blackburn. I'm excited to meet you and introduce you to members of our new 2023 to 2025 leadership board. You'll meet all of our members today. We'll hear a little bit from them and their report. And we look forward to engaging with you more in the weeks and months to come. One moment. I think I might have to start my Canva. Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. Also, I'm
There
so
again.
sorry. I'm trying to take notes. I'm still trying to set up for it. How,
That's
you
okay.
said that you use they use Notes app?
Our agenda today, we have board reports, motions, new business, and discussion of donations. Again, my name is Liz Blackburn. I am the immediate previous past chair of Democrats Abroad China and very honored to be serving as the chair of the 2023 to 2025 Democrats Abroad China community. Thank you so much. And please contact me anytime. My new email is dacn.chair@gmail.com. That's dacn.chair@gmail.com. Please reach out with anything you need or you want to see done within the organization. It's been a busy July. We had to have a few meetings with our DA China NEC and report back and forth to global and regional officers. On July 25th, today, we have our membership meeting. It's no small amount of work putting one together. If you would like to participate, I encourage you to. Build up some slides, create a page, and just generally spread the word about it. We've had four training sessions. We've got two more upcoming for our new board and new volunteers. I've had meetings with our summer intern, volunteers looking to fill vacancies, and more. In addition to that, I've been doing all the Disability Pride Month planning and execution for the Global Disability Caucus. We've held Wisconsin team meetings where we've met and activated our new volunteers. And additionally, have done some WISDEMS training and outreach within Wisconsin, where I'm currently traveling this summer. We've had ECCC team meetings, and we also had a climate cafe. That recording will be out and shared very soon. There have been three global meetings. I attended two, and one I did watch the recording and take notes on, as well as a regional meeting, which I was unable to access. I have also been attending digital advertising meetings, and if you have any questions on communication side of things and what we can do for digital advertising in DA China, I encourage you to contact me at any time. We're looking to build up our online presence and make the best use of our finances and the global organizational finances. Additionally, we've updated the DA China Wiki pages and sharing content for DACN on social media and WeChat. We're building out a comms team for any more content, and we hope you get involved. This month, we created a special WeChat group just for the state of Ohio. We're very excited. It's working out well. We've got three people confirmed so far as submitting their vote, more coming. And that's wonderful. We've got a special election we'll talk more about. We've got some Independence Day photos, book club event planning coming, and the July newsletter, which will be pushed out before the 31st. Any questions as to my report or anything else that I may have forgotten? Okay, I pass the torch over to Terry, who is our new vice chair. Welcome, Terry.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, my computer video camera is still not working at the moment, so you can see my 22-year-old self right there. So for my actions for up until now, we have just I believe we have just concluded our Juneteenth event from prior. It was amazing. It was right after our elections. That was good. I believe, oh my goodness, Liz, I forgot what I was. I believe we are in the process of sort of finishing up for our trainings, talking and coordinating with each other for the future. I personally am trying to start up some graphic design for our Ohio group to maybe experiment with some videos or something that can give them a little bit of more engagement. Things are looking a little wonky in the social media sphere. As you know, our friend Musk or Esk is kind of on the Twitter thing, so we're trying to figure out where we can go with that. But other than one second, I am so sorry. Other than that, we just looking for kind of hunkering down on what's going on in the home front. Make sure that we figure out what we can and cannot do as far as comms. We always with comms. I think we're doing good. Please keep update and always communicate if you have anything, if you have any ideas that we can make for new comms material or like a little GIF or something you want to make, send a message my way. Maybe we can see what can happen. Great. Thank you, Liz.
Wonderful. Thank you, Terry. Next is our secretariat report, and unfortunately, Josh could not be here today, so I'm going to be presenting on his behalf. Congratulations to Josh, by the way, for becoming DA China's newest secretary. Please reach out to dacn-secretary@democratsabroad.com with any questions or to help Josh with membership verification, taking minutes, any other adjustments to minutes that need to be made from previous meetings, things like that. We really look forward to building out each of our teams, and that does include a sort of secretarial administrative team. Josh completed all the trainings thus far. We had DA 101, GOTV, Get Out the Vote 101, Comms 101, and all of an FEC 101 training one, and all of those certificates are on your screen. If you completed any trainings, you too will get a certificate, as well as the satisfaction of being able to help out in any arena within our organization that you want. We can't wait to get you excited and started and activated. Again, my email is dacn.chair@gmail.com to get started with that. Now, a ticket or membership. We have been having a website redux, so we did miss this part during our AGM, but the new information has been uploaded. So DA China currently has about 2,800 members. Now, this is down about 775 members from January 31st, and that's because we went through a data purge every 4 years. We have to make sure that our membership data is up to date. If someone has not participated in some way or another, answered an email, attended an event, answered a call, somehow engaged within the organization, and we can't reach them, their membership goes away, basically. And we are very serious about our data privacy. But in China, it's a little bit of a problem. So we know about of that 775, about 75 of those people we were able to connect with and find out that no, they were no longer residing in China and they did need to have their membership either changed to another country if they relocated to, say, Thailand or Canada. Or if they relocated back to the US, they became part of our alumni account if they wanted to opt in. Otherwise, they were sort of purged from our records, as is our policy. Now, unfortunately, we are finding out that many of our members actually are still in China, they just weren't reachable. And so our task this year is to make sure that we kind of grow our organization, reconnect with all of these members. We already know three volunteers currently, one who's sitting on the board, were actually purged during this time. And so we've got to figure out a way to connect our database with everything that's happening on the ground. And using WeChat, we now have permission to do to take our records from WeChat, connect with our members, and then we have to go ahead and take all those interactions and say, hey, these persons attended events, or this person connected with us on WeChat and voted in Ohio, for example. And then that person's membership stays within our system and it doesn't get purged. So I would probably take that 2800 number and I would push it up closer to 3200 right now, at least. We did have a rough 2022 and pandemic where a lot of people were displaced and moving back and forth and all around, but I am pretty confident in that number, and I'm looking forward to everybody helping out and pitching in to make sure that we get our membership data up and running. In addition to those numbers, there's 253 people within Democrats Abroad China who have volunteered. They've raised their hand at an email or at an event or in another way to say, hey, I want to help. Now we know that there's only 10 board members right now, and then we've got a few other volunteers looking to lead as well. So how do we activate those 253 people and say, hey, this is a lot of fun. Don't wait until November 2024. It's too late. We need you now. We need to get you trained and things like that. And one of the things that I'm going to ask each of you here today and each of you watching later is to share our information, share how to connect with us, share a graphic, some way to let people know that we need your help. We, each of us on the board, each position, we need some backup. We need people helping with GOTV. We need people helping onboard. We need people helping Pam create events, for example. And we want your help. Our goal for Q3 is to activate 30 volunteers, and by 2024, have take that 253 number and double it. I hope that we get 500 people looking to lead, even if they haven't done all the trainings, but that is our volunteer goal to say, hey, we're interested in Democrats Abroad. We're interested in Vote From Abroad. We want to sit at a voter table. We want to, be online helping voters, things like that. Are there any questions about these numbers or our goals? Any ideas as to things that we can do right now to improve our membership outlook? We will have some membership database training in a little bit, and that is our kind of led by our secretary as well as Kevin, our IT director, and but we are all responsible for sort of maintaining our database and improving outreach. And I know everybody needs help in their role, so hopefully you can use your moments, you can use your WeChat, you can use events to help increase those numbers. And also you can use my WeChat. So if you scan now, you can add me on WeChat, Liz, Wisconsin, and I will get you plugged into all of the regional group chats, all of the caucus group chats, the announcement group chat, and perhaps your own state WeChat group. Again, our goal is victory across the board in 2024 and connection with all of our members to make sure that we are doing the things that our membership wants to see done. And you can connect with us on our website for news, events, and other information. So you can go ahead and scan that QR code as you need to. The website is under construction, and I want to thank all donors who have donated sums of money to help with this overhaul process. It is almost complete. There are still a few errors here and there. If you stumble upon something that you don't think is right, is not working right, maybe it's different between mobile and desktop, even email the help desk, helpdesk@democratsabroad.org. They need to know what operating system you're using, what is working, what is failing, what could be better. If there was a page even that was published previously that doesn't show up currently, it's pretty important stuff, and we do need your help to get it out of sandbox and working correctly. And then we'd just like to give a shout out and a special thank you to Albert Walker, Brian Klosterman, and Patrick Cranley, our Democrats Abroad China 2023 NEC officers. They took some notes and held our elections for this term on June 18th, 2023. And it's always a little bit more work than you think, but they successfully guided us through, and big round of applause to those three. If you see them on the streets, or if you want to text them on WeChat, I'm sure they'd be happy to hear from you. They also have an email, nec-china@democratsabroad.org. If you or someone you know is interested in filling out the next NEC, get in contact and we will plug you in. We are looking for a new slate of NEC officers, and thank you so much again to Patrick, Brian, and Albert. All right, we do have a motion on the table today. And before we do, I'd like to have a discussion. The motion is to adopt the DA China 2023 Annual General Meeting and Election Minutes as drafted by the immediate past DACN Secretary Tricia Williams. Now, I was just reviewing it and I did see there was an error or two. And so in the chat box, or you can unmute yourself, let us know if you would prefer we wait to certify these minutes, or if you'd like to go ahead and look through them now and amend before we adopt and certify. And if we need to amend and we'd like to do it at a later date, I can always withdraw the motion. Unmute or text in the chat. Go ahead, Terry.
You spoke that the minutes, the only error was it didn't record correctly.
There was a bullet point that might have been there, might not have been there. And it was basically a bullet point with like a started with a T and then the rest of the sentence was gone. So I wasn't sure if that was an error or not. And I just wanted confirmation on that. There might have been another error or two. So another set of eyes or more in case you missed it. Like I said, that can be done now. Let me see if I can pop that in. There's a message in the chat box. Which will be easier. That's totally up to everyone here. You can spend 5 minutes reviewing it now. It should be in everyone's inbox. I'm just going to pull mine up on my mobile and I will everyone else wants to do that as well. Let's see. The title of the email is DACN Board. Oh, no. That's from the last year. It's also on our wiki. Let me pull that up. So if you scan the QR code in front of you, you can find our minutes right on the wiki. I'm going to go ahead and do that now myself. And let me know if that QR code scans for you, in fact, or if you have any issues. Okay, so if you go to our meeting minutes page, which is on the top of that, and you scroll down, you'll see the draft notes are in our meeting minute section for 2023-618. You can just pop open that PDF file and take a look if there are any other changes that need to be made. We can amend it right now. I can update those changes, upload those changes, and we adopt. Did anybody else need that, or do you have it? Pop that in the chat box. There we go. And it is the first draft doc on there. It is important that we certify our AGM minutes, and then the global secretary will publish them to, I think, the AP new 2023 section of the wiki that has just launched within the last month or so. And it will also further be on this minutes page as adopted. Okay, one thing that I'm going to change is in the treasurer report, four bullet points down, it says DACN has 150 in the bank account. That was an estimate because the dashboard was down, so I'm just going to add the word like roughly before 150. And then any other changes, do shout them out or pop them in the chat box. One other change I'm going to add is to member at large report Lisa Mobius, fourth bullet point down. She's discussing the within the LGBT caucus realm that the Klan showed up at a Kentucky Pride event. I'm just going to spell that out and make it clear that that was stateside and not on our end.
There's a Klan in China chapter?
No, there is not. And that's why I want to make very clear that that was a those are stateside occurrences within our minutes in case anybody looking back has questions. It is horrifying what is happening abroad. We do have what is being termed as transgenocide, and we want to make sure we address that and make sure that everyone knows that it's not related to things over here. Any other changes that you see, please shout them out. Oh, I see. It wasn't under Kevin's section. It was under our guest speaker, Julia Bryan's section. The second bullet point from the end, it just says TH period. And so we'll look back through. And again, that could just be a typo or misstep, but I think all the other information is there. So I would just vote to sort of perhaps remove that bullet point for now. Any thoughts on the subject? Remove or edit, I guess, would be the thought. Feel free to shout it out, unmute, or type it in the chat box.
Removing should work fine and be okay. All right.
Yep. Anybody else? Just a bullet point that says TH period. Seems all the rest of the content is there. Can I get another remove or edit sort of comment? Now we can move on. everybody's reading, I assume. Please do unmute so I know if we have sort of like a second to Pam's, we can just remove it or not. I think it would be fine to remove.
A second, yeah, sure, remove the TH.
Okay. Any other errors that we see within this? Might have been one or two more. Okay. All right. Well, hearing none, I will say that we can go ahead and discuss. So I would say we can go ahead and vote to adopt these minutes. So all in favor, aye, nays, abstentions in the chat box or out loud. Any other comments, please speak now or put them in the chat box. And I'm going to motion that we adopt as amended, which is changing one bullet point in the Treasury report, changing one bullet point in member at large report, and changing one bullet point in our guest speaker report. If there is anything else at a later time, we can address that. And then again, go ahead, Pam.
I was gonna say, yes, I adopted.
Great, I do as well.
I will second the motion and then I for playing this.
Yes. Thanks. And then Terry and Kevin, ayes, nays, abstentions, other thoughts?
I'm fine with
letting it go. Says aye. All right. Aye. And so, okay, great. All in favor. And we have adopted our minutes and they will be updated on the wiki shortly and sent also to the global secretary. And I just want to say thank you to all of our super volunteers. This is a picture from our AGM after the fact. Thank you to everyone, because each and every one of you who attended put in so much time and effort, and that was not a short call. We see you, we appreciate you all the time. Thank you so very much for making the last term a success. We survived the hardest time I think any of us have maybe been through, and we're moving forward into greener pastures and hopefully bluer ones too. All right, next we have our treasury report, and our treasurer, Patricia, just sent a picture from Austria, which is what you're seeing on your screen right now, where she is currently traveling around Europe. And we thank her so much. For her dedication. Patricia was our previous past secretary. Our Democrats Abroad China dashboard is working. This is what part of it looks like. So we can now see who our donors are, how much is being donated per cycle as well as by volunteer. And it's especially important to thank our volunteers. You can see our total country balance in 2022 and 2023. At the moment, we've got one donor that recurs every month. $5 is being donated by this member. If you would like to become a sustaining donor, we would love that. You can go to our website to donate. And we would just like to make sure that if you know of a donor, if you hear about it, if it's not updated on our dashboard, if there's anything else, we make sure we thank our donors. And I don't think the video is going to load, but it's extremely important to make sure that each and every donor feels appreciated and knows that their money is going to a worthy part of the cause, whether it's something for outreach, database security, something like this Zoom call and platform, to all of the things that happen at our GOTV events. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for donating in 2022, 2023, and we hope you consider donating at the global level as well as our DA China level in the future. Now, for the second motion of the day, we've got a motion on an expenditure. Of those, the DACM balance currently sits at 1,166 RMB, and there's a suggested donation of a third of that total balance. That donation amount would be 388 RMB, which sounds like a pretty lucky number to me. So the motion is help DPCA, that's our global organization, meet fundraising needs by donating one third of our total balance. And I open the floor now for any discussions. Right now, all of our funds sit in a bank account in Washington, D.C. All donations go through our website. That's where this money would go. As you may recall, there were some interesting financial transactions and things happening in the last term. It turns out that more was perhaps spent than was coming in. So we'd like to help our global parent organization fill in those gaps, which is something that we generally do on a regular basis. At least once a year, we do our very best or more to hold a fundraiser for global at the local level. And so again, I would like to suggest that we donate a third of our revenue to the global organization. And unmute, type in the chat box. Let me know if you second this motion or if you'd like to discuss a little bit further. The floor is open. Okay, in the chat box, we've got a second from Adam and Kevin, so we can just roll into voting. We can adopt it by unanimous consent. If there are no nays in the chat box or any other questions, unmute yourself. And with that, the motion is unanimously adopted. And thank you so very much. Every single donation, 388 RMB doesn't maybe sound like a lot to a lot of people, but it does move the needle, and we can discuss putting more donations towards global. That is a third of our current budget. So I would say that is a pretty healthy chunk, and looking forward to working with everybody on fundraising. Now, is Elise here? No? Okay. Elise Ribbons, congratulations on becoming the new Director of Communications. Elise and I have been working together. We've held meetings together, and then we're going to be doing training after this meeting in the next week or so on GOTV and comms and how they all pair together. And she's very excited to get working on everyone with videos. And if you have any submissions, please, please, please email us info-china@democratsabroad.org or find us on WeChat. We have a communications group dedicated to making videos and graphic videos and regular graphics and most importantly, copy. So if you see something, tell us, we'll push it out there. We'll help solidify into something amazing, and thank you. And one of those things, even if it's something you see, this is a graphic that comes from the Democratic Party on one of their social media platforms, federal minimum wage numbers. It's time to raise the wage. For too long, it has been frozen at $7.25. So if you see an actionable graphic, that's really what we want. We want to push it out. We want to take action and within our WeChat groups and then also extend to the rest of the social media world. All of these actions help activate our volunteer base, and we better organize within our membership to create those changes that we really want to see. All right, and with that, Kevin, you're on deck. The floor is yours. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Lynn. So I didn't really prepare anything to say, but I mean, I guess now that I'm the director, thanks for holding me into this position. Yeah, I guess I did the trainings, which I guess that's because all the certificates are there. And then, I look forward to my new role. And I'm also doing what I was doing before with the Apple Club and the Caucus. And for course, managing our database of memberships. So, yeah.
And Kevin, on that note, did you have access to the database yet? Do you know if that was working? Were you able to log in yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let me just check that right now. But yeah, if you can go ahead and try, you should be, and Terry, who's on this call as well, and Josh, who couldn't make it, should all have access, and including me, to look at our membership database now that you have the GDPR completed, Nation Builder training, and email training, as well as the four on your screen. So let me see. It looks like everything was done, but again, that'll have to be something you test and let me know. Additionally, after this meeting, for everyone on here, if you have an email that rolls to you, for example, I think it's dacn-comms-it@democratsabroad.org for Kevin and Elise, we'll send out a test message and we will see if those emails are actually working and rolling to everyone as they are meant to be. I don't know, Kevin, if you've received anything thus far, but just checking. Okay, and then one thing that we do also have to discuss is use of our WeChat platforms. Now, we've got lots and lots of WeChat groups. We're growing them. We might be changing them, something to perhaps put in motion. But we need to have at least three people on every single one of our WeChat groups, and that is to moderate the content. So as you've all looked, and I think everybody here has sent me the code of conduct signed statement that you've read the code of conduct, you've read our bylaws, you've read the global charter, and that you've read and will abide by the WeChat guidance as well. So we need to make sure that we're all pushing content in. We're all responsible for a couple of group chats and at least watching them, maintaining them, ensuring that they grow in a safe way and not unhealthy. As we all have different, you know, barriers and time constraints, it's important that we all are in those group chats. So I believe that we added some people in some of the things. I'd like to add a few and more. So if there are any WeChat groups in particular that you don't mind moderating, that would be great. That could be a region such as Shenzhen or Kunming. That could be a caucus such as the Women's Caucus or Pro-DA. That could be the DA Volunteer Voter Group, Get Out the Vote Group, or one of our committees like the Finance Committee or Bylaws Committee also. So let's, after this meeting, discuss that a little bit further, unless anyone wants to. I can open the floor right now for discussion. Okay, hearing none, we will go to that, table that for now, and discuss it after the meeting. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Kevin, and welcome on board. And is Ginny on right now? I don't think she made it. She was coming back from work. Ginny, congratulations on becoming our new GOTV coordinator. If you have any GOTV questions, if you want to get involved, we need to grow our GOTV team. This is the number one mission of Democrats Abroad. This is the most important thing Democrats Abroad China does. We got to help people vote. We got to help people get their ballots as well as return their ballots successfully. We want you on the team. Ginny needs you on her team. Please join us at any time. Ginny also, we did an extensive GOTV training session and we talked about how Ohio has a vote. There's a special election on August 8th. We need you and everyone you know in Ohio to vote no, because it will lead to suppression of voters on various issues. Please vote no. If you have any trouble, we have a new, as I mentioned before, WeChat group just for Ohio voters. Yesterday, two of our voters who had been registered but yet to receive their ballots finally heard back from their Leo, so they did not have to submit the FWAB, and then they are mailing out their ballots for the special election. We encourage you to do the same. Any problems, let us know. We have a voter protection team standing by. In addition, Mississippi, you must register to vote by July 29th. And on both of these states and others, we need everybody sharing our messages, whether it's a graphic like this, whether it's another piece of content that you have, share it on your moments, share it in our group chats. I can't be everywhere all the time. And honestly, I'm sick of just, you know, posting myself in these group chats. We need to hear more voices. So please help us get out there and get out the vote, even if it's just an online sort of thing. Every time we post, we activate one member. I'm hearing from someone with every post, at least one person. They're either telling me they need help voting, they just registered to vote, or they're asking to be part of a group chat or asking me what actions that they can take. So every time I post, I get the result of at least one person. I encourage you to do the same thing. It takes all of us to be the change. And study abroad students are returning. So if you know anyone, we would love to have their take. We'd love to have them in our youth caucus. We'd love to have them help us get out the vote. And we'd also like to come to their campuses and as we can and have a GOTV event. So don't forget to vote from abroad, even if you're student and temporary. And with that, I turn the floor over to our new events coordinator, Pam Forbes. Welcome, Pam.
I don't really have anything to add right now. I don't have any events going. We're waiting for people to get back from holidays before we can do like the book club stuff.
It looks like we're missing a slide, but Pam, you also completed all four of the trainings. Congratulations and thank you. And then you, I do have a request from our global secretary. She noticed your new email. Fantastic. I believe that's dacn.events@gmail.com.
Yes.
And if you could add that to your profile on the Democrats Abroad website, just log in and make sure it's there and visible, then it'll pop up and people see it and be able to reply to it as well.
Very well.
Thank you so much. And we will get to events at the end of this section and planning for what's to come. Thanks, Pam. And then we are in search of an onboarding coordinator. DA China needs someone new to step up, attend about 2 board meetings or other events and show their interest as well as start training. And then we can roll into having a vote and filling this vacancy. Onboarding coordinator is very important. We need to make sure that our volunteers are all ready to go when the time comes to, and ballots drop and we're all in the right place with all the access that we need online as well. And with that, Adam Buckey, you have the floor.
All right, as your member at large, well, so a member at extra large, some would say, I have been advised to commend to you that an onboarding spreadsheet exists. Beyond that, as you see, I have all the participation trophies, but I've been here for a while, so that's cheating, I guess.
That's not cheating. You did every single one in 2 training sessions in 2023, this month and last. So major snaps. Thanks, Adam. And Dustin Roberts, our member at large, is traveling in Illinois. As the t-shirt says, he has completed DA 101 training and a few others, and we look forward to seeing him at the next meeting. And then Adam and I were on the last bylaws committee. We did not receive any for 2023, any updates or amendments. We can reform this bylaws committee, and if anyone has interest in that or potential changes, you can scan to take a look at our DA China bylaws with the QR code on your screen. And in addition to that, there are other links and emails to get involved in that process. We also have a set of rules for WeChat, and if you scan the QR code on your screen, you can read those rules, we can amend those rules at a future date, and we can even adopt them as needed. I think right now we're in a good spot. One note on this subject, some of our group notices within WeChat discuss these rules, and most of them, if not all of them, link to these rules so that members are aware. If you have any advice or ways we can update to make sure that more people are seeing these as we get to 2024, and potentially we might have code of conduct or other rule violations, all ears, and you always have there's always a platform for discussion. And we have a calendar. I do need help updating the calendar with events that are on the global, regional, and local level. As we get one, that will pop up. This meeting is on there, others as well. This is our internet-friendly, access-friendly DA China calendar for when we cannot use perhaps our wiki calendar or website calendar and we don't have access. This one always seems to be up and available. Notable events from the month, we had the 175th anniversary of Sinopa Falls, and they highlighted the 100th anniversary of the Equal Rights Amendment. From there, we go to the State of the Union on abortions. As you can see on your screen, the maroon color shows a ban on all or most abortion, the orange, a ban after 12 or 15 weeks, pink, the bans were blocked by the court system within those states. Gray, abortions are legal. And where you see those black dots, that's where a new ban is likely to take effect. We need to take action. If you have an action, if you have a petition, if you have would like to create a personalized video or graphic of some kind to get people interested and activated and involved, we need you. We really do. Because we know that we need to vote in every election and overturn all of these efforts to limit women's access to healthcare. So I look forward to engaging with you on WeChat after this call. And July is also Disabled Pride Month. So being on the Global Disability Caucus helped create some comms and spreading the word. If you can spread the word and also be a disabled voter champion, I would personally very much appreciate it, being disabled myself. And I know that, you know, at least 25% of our DA community would as well. 1 in 4 Americans or more are disabled. And we do need to make sure our events are not only ADA friendly, like the photo shown on your screen, but we need to make sure that our comms are friendly too. So when you have, say, a graphic that you submit, it would be great if you would include alt text. So every time you publish a photo on social media and online, you have an opportunity to reach out to more people, make them feel welcome, and make that content accessible with alt text. All right, now we're going to roll into motions and new business. And I would like to suggest we start by discussing our GOTV and events plans. I've got some sort of goals on scheduling on your screen right now. And I'm going to open the floor as we go through this. I believe everyone has the slides and can look through those as well. We do need to create a GOTV calendar and a comms calendar, at least a rough estimate of what those are. If anybody can volunteer to create some more content for our newsletter, for graphics, things like that, we definitely need some new content to share as well. And then if anyone has or would like to get involved with AmCham and the embassy and other organizations and do some outreach right now so that we can pair up with them on an events basis or help share some content and do some sort of collaboration, that would be wonderful. In September, towards the last week, 45 days out from the November 7th general elections, ballots will drop for all Americans in about, what is it, Terry, like 23 states. And so we need to make sure that we connect with as many people as possible through AmCham, as well as through the embassy and consulate, get our messaging out. All right. And again, our goals for growth are on the screen. to activate members. We know that things like videos and graphics and pull people into WeChat, pull people, you know, into the one-on-one text, and we need to build up that presence by pushing more content out. So if everyone could open up their calendars or a doc, let's take a look at the road ahead. I'm going to do that as well. All right, so we are at the end of July. We've got August, September, October, and November and December to plan for. Now, November 7th is Election Day, so that's going to be a big day for us, as well as the days leading up to it. Now, for states who can online vote, they can online vote up to that date and before. So we will have some comms that we'll still be producing at that time, but I believe it's about 28 states that must mail in only their ballots. And that's where things get tricky. So we need to, by in August, we need to make sure that we're all pushing out comms and working on outreach. And in September, we need to have events. And so we need to have events on the ground as well as online or hybrid, if you will. We need to post actions and we need to be ready for ballot drop day. So that will be September 24th, I believe. Okay, so September 24th looks like it's a Sunday. And last year we had a big global event. Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon called in. We had elected officials and hopefuls also calling in from America. We had experts and lead volunteers from all over the world calling in to help motivate, to get out the vote, things like that, to share information. It was wonderful. We'll probably have something sort of similar again this year, but I'd like to see if you want to be involved, how you want to be involved, and sort of if you can make some kind of a commitment to helping this year, and please mark your calendar again for that September 24th. Now, why is it so important that 45 days out, again, those mail-in ballots, they take about 6 weeks if they arrive at all. We have to get people to the consulates to send their ballots for free or a lesser cost. And then we also have to make sure people, if they miss those dates, you know, then they are paying $50 to 70 US dollars to courier their ballots back home. That's an excessive poll tax, if you will. And we want to help people avoid that. So again, we're in the end of July. So if there's a date in the week that is best for you to set a reminder, maybe it's every Tuesday you have off, maybe it's every, you know, Sunday morning, to push out a message on your social media, to push out a message on your WeChat moments, to push out messages in some of our WeChat groups, it would be extremely helpful. It would help us get volunteers from each state to help us get out the vote. And it would help remind people that they need to register to vote. Every state has a deadline for registration. If they're already registered, we hear this a lot. You have to ask, did they ballot request? Because you have to ballot request every year to usually actually receive your ballot. Not every state is California, as we know. And even there, you might not get the ballot if you don't re-request it within 2023. All right, so if everyone could pick a day on their calendar and put down post for VFA or GOTV or GA China on one particular day of the week as a reminder, it can take 5 minutes, it can take 15. It doesn't have to be an extensive thing, but again, every single post helps drive voting and action. All right. And then also in August, you can see I wrote consider a retreat. So that's something we'll look back on in August. And that's basically getting our board and any other volunteers together to have sort of like a little committee convention, work on all of these things. Right now, it'll probably be hybrid. If anyone wants to meet in person for any of these meetings, I encourage you to do that and call in. And in Beijing and Shanghai, we've got one of those speakers. So that makes the whole thing easier. You can go to a place, connect the speaker to a computer or phone, and we can all hear the whole group at the same time. All right, looking forward into August, are there any dates that jump out to you for GOTV events, GOTV planning events? I know some people have to do some GOTV training still. Happy to go over that. And I'm also looking forward to doing some online sort of voter assistance hours. Any suggestions that you have are most welcome. Please, the floor is open. Speak up. Interrupt me at any time. On your screen right now is a general sort of what we can do, what we wish to do. Terry, go ahead. I'm sorry, I thought you unmuted.
I did. Yeah, I'm still in the phase of trying to figure out which trainings we need to do. Trying to finish that up for myself. And maybe we can talk later to organize when I can hopefully do that jointly with you. As far as to get out the vote, maybe not. You're looking for a time in August?
Yeah, so I want to start holding calls. So before September and October hit, I want to have like a weekly, at least bi-weekly hour blocked off where I am available online to assist voters or to answer questions or to activate volunteers who want to help get out the vote, if that makes sense. And if anyone else would like to do that as well or in person, that's advisable. So these events could be outreach. It could be a power hour event, and then we activate members there. It could be a talk about it Tuesday. It could be, you know, what have you. But as long as there's a GOTV component where we have QR codes out and we say, hey, we're also providing voter assistance, it helps us get into sort of a rhythm as well as prepared for when people come with questions and it's like, oh my God, who do I ask? What do I do? And you kind of, there's an element where sometimes you blank out in the moment and then, you know, it's new. And sometimes training, it's been a little while before you've had it. And then there's an element of these questions are hard. Like what in the world is happening in Texas, for example, or Florida, or why, you know, this is definitely a question where we need to call your LEO, your local election official, or get voter protection. So, and a lot of times people will come up to me and say, or text me and say, hey, this is what happened to me last year. And even if it's that, we need to say, okay, I'm going to push you through to our voter protection team and get started. And if you don't know the answer, that's okay. But we connect everybody via email so that we can not only get the help that they need from our voter help desk, but we have a record and our voter protection team can work on those issues. So again, getting that rhythm is pretty important. If there's a date that works out for everyone and maybe we do some GOTV work, like I said, in those August hours or whatever, let me know. Ginny, let me know if there's anything that works for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I, thanks for the explanations, Liz. When I look at my schedule, I know I need to finish trainings. So I'd love to like connect with you and then finish that on the first week of August. And then maybe the second week of August, do some GOTV initial announcements, especially to the returning, to those who are returning to Shanghai, because I know they'll start returning, at least the teachers groups, as of next week, Monday. So, yeah.
That's a perfect time to hit everyone up with comms. Thank you.
So maybe the second week for starting to spread the word, but the first week I want to finish my trainings.
That sounds great. All right. And then, so if anybody has ideas for comms, then why don't we start compiling them? I do have a Google group and a Google Drive, but we also, I think, probably make better use of the comms group chat on WeChat. Is everybody here on that? I think so. Okay, let me just double check on my WeChat. Oh, I see I'm missing some messages there. Sorry about that. All right, so within that comms group, I think that we can publish that that's what we want to do. And maybe even within our GOTV committee chat. ask people for ideas. We also have a Vote From Abroad drop that happens every week, and I can get that link out. But if anybody even wants to make like a video or something that says, hey, welcome back, start the year out right, that would be amazing. And you know, I think Pam, Adam, Jenny, Terry, you're all teachers. So if you have any recommendations as to what might land well or what might, you know, not, that would be great. We do have teachers at a lot of the schools who like to run ballot drives to say, hey, we're all going to go to the consulate on this day and submit our ballots, or hey, we're all going to get together collectively in the school library and mail out our ballots and figure out how this all works. So reaching that teacher base is super important. We have a lot of American teachers around every city. All right. And then the other thing, as you can see in the lighter pink, it says call bank contest, phone bank and intercom. So those are two trainings that some of you have done, some of you have not. Phone banking is a training that we do to call all of our members. Now we do need to do phone banking training. There is training available on the website, and I'll pop it in the chat. I'm also trained to train, so we can do that. But I do think that if you go through the slides yourself and take the quiz, that might be helpful. And where I'd like to go with this is, as we discussed in our membership numbers and the fact that we lost so many people in the purge because we could not reach them, we need to figure out a way to call and text on our own personal devices, but most importantly, get everyone's attention on WeChat. We have, like I said, thousands of members, and we know they all have to use WeChat if they're in China. So taking that from our database to WeChat, connecting with everyone on WeChat, that can be our DA China version of free phone banking even. So that would be a great way to go moving forward. And then with Intercom is the platform that allows us to connect all of our emails and questions when people write to help@democratsabroad.org, or we flag a message for a voter that needs help. We do need to have people trained on that. We'd like to have at least 5 more in the month of August. If you need help, I can direct you to the trainers and I can walk through it with you one-on-one as well. All right, and then for August, we will need help with that newsletter also. I can't do it all myself. I would like some help, and we can decide what we want to plug in. Start thinking about it now.
Newsletter, I can help.
That'd be great. I think it should be GOTV and back to school focus, like you said. That's a great idea. Welcome back. You know, put this on your to-do list. And then also, some of you submitted pictures. If you have any content you'd like to share, by August, I want to have everybody kind of spotlighted. Like, I'm a new member, this is my role, a new board member, this is my role, here is who I am. We did those in the last term as well. Everyone said, this is where I live, this is where I vote, and a little bit about me, maybe why they activated, women's rights or affirmative action or something that's keeping them going on the advocacy level. That would be great. And we can push those out. People love those. And it also will really help people identify you and say, and then when the time comes, they'll say, hey, I want to help, you know, Ginny on the GOTV team, or hey, Terry, you put out these great, you know, gifts and content, like how can I help you in that process? We really need to build out our teams. None of us can do any of this alone. It takes a big effort for thousands of people and then to attract thousands more. And I think events are really the way to go to this. And I want to start planning September events. If anyone can do these in August, that is wonderful. But I think it's going to take us a little bit of time to get successful events going, and everybody, I want to respect your vacation time as much as they can as well. I think Labor Day is September 4th this year, but anytime that weekend, the 2nd to the 4th, would be a really good time to have a discussion on unions, for example, to bring someone in. If you want to have a book discussion, I think that would be a great time to bring in a book about unions in. or a couple of articles from various types of unions. If you have a speaker that you know of, whether they live in China and are American or they're stateside, I would absolutely love to have a speaker event. And jump in at any time, guys. Another thing that I think goes well is a couple of you have picnic blankets. Go to host a picnic in a park. You can enjoy the weather that September brings, which is always a little bit more temperate, have a little GOTV component, have some fun. But remember about these events, you know, make them for you, something you want to do, something you would like to do, because that will attract more people. And then you'll also have more fun yourself. Let's say if only a couple people show up, or, you know, even if 30 people show up as they used to, which is our goal. But and make sure they're, you know, you help them to be eco-friendly. So when we do a picnic, it's usually an ECCC event. And we say, hey, we're going to try to be as zero waste as possible. We've got reusable cups and you can buy them. Or, you know, remember not to bring one-time use plastic, or try not to quadi to the park, and let's all, you know, combine our resources to have the best picnic ever. So again, looking at that, looking at maybe September 2nd or 3rd to have a Labor Day event. If you want to mark a calendar for that. Any other dates that jump out to you for August or September, everyone? So far we've got the 2nd to the 4th, and then the 24th, which is ballot drop day. We do need to choose a meeting, a membership meeting date for August and as well as for September. So let me know in the chat box or out loud what dates work best for you. That first week of August is looking pretty full for me. So I would say I would not be available for a membership meeting or anything like that until maybe Monday the 7th. So probably actually the 6th of my anniversary, Tuesday the 8th, because I'm in the US. Okay. We can do the 8th. I wouldn't be available for a big meeting until after the 8th, but anytime between the 8th and the 31st, we can plan to have our meeting. We can right now maybe schedule one date and then have a backup date also, just in case. I don't know if a Tuesday works, if a Sunday works. What you got, Terry?
I'm going to be sort of on vacation, but... I guess if we go to, I'll have my laptop regardless. So, I mean, I'll hear what everyone else says and then I'll plan around. I may be traveling though.
All right, here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes to discuss it, to look at your calendar, and I'm going to stop the share right now and be right back.
Harry, will you be in Beijing for all of August, or you're traveling?
I will be out of Beijing from the 31st to the 7th. One second.
Adam, when do you start back at the university?
I don't remember the exact date. It's a little later than it used to be, like the 10th or the 12th or something in September.
In September. course, your university.
Right. Yeah, we used to usually start like a week into September, but they shortened the semester, the latest, you know, Ministry of Education, whatever. So we actually start a little later than we used to.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Hmm. So that means the new teachers would maybe have more time at the beginning of September if they're flying in to get their apartments and.
Yeah, university teachers would anyway.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking.
I don't know what the calendar is for the you know secondary school.
The international schools, they're starting next week. They're starting elementary schools. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean the regular public high schools. I'm not sure what their calendar is. Probably not next week, but maybe a little earlier than we do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're starting next. They're starting the beginning of August.
Why? The international schools in Shanghai. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because the
so I mean, sorry.
Who send their kids to international schools are the kind of you upper crust parents who just want their kids to have more homework all the time, right?
No, but I was just thinking when we could do like an event or get out the vote event in Shanghai. I guess maybe the end of August, beginning of September would be a good like physical event.
That might be best because I know beginning of August and the first chunk of August, I'm going to be really busy because we start our. I have to train new teachers and then we start classes. So I'm going to be doing a lot of August is just going to be a hectic time and we're doing a new curriculum and everything. Okay. So if we do sometime in September, that might be a little better for me.
Okay. It's good. All right. Keep that in mind. Thank you both. And I plan to go to Beijing in September because I have to run some errands there. So maybe if we did something, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we maybe do something there too. Okay.
That sounds awesome. All right, what did we come up with?
Liz, when are you actually coming back to Shanghai? Do you have a specific time?
Well, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Suraj has to be back for a little bit in August and I am debating if I go with him or not because the travel kind of messes me up a little bit. So my surgery is now scheduled for the beginning of October, but I'm on a wait list and I already had a call for that. And they were like, hey, can you be here in 30 minutes? We can do your surgery today. And I was just like, no. So that's another reason I'm kind of debating if they can get me into August. And I'm guessing they might have some cancellations because people travel or whatever comes up. So I'm like, well,
don't leave.
It's kind of annoying, but I do hope to be back soon. I miss everything. I miss you in person, all of that fun stuff. But I'm online, so for whatever that's worth. So you said Beijing in September. Some of the schools start first, second week of August in that are international. Anything else? That I should mark, any dates that I should plan for, what dates in general work best for everyone for meeting? Tuesdays, Sundays, Mondays, probably not Fridays.
For me, Sunday evenings are always good because I know I don't have that many other obligations, but that's just me.
If we did a meeting on a Sunday evening, go ahead.
Sunday evenings are fine for me so long as they are after 6. Because I have my last class at 6. I teach most on Sundays.
That was going to be
but I have nothing on Mondays, so that's nice.
Okay. Yeah, and if there's ever a Sunday evening, even if it's a little bit earlier, or if you want to go out and meet people before we have a meeting, have like a game night or whatever else, book club. And that would work. That'd be great. And mash them up. And then for our board meetings, actually, if you do have a report on monthly activities you'd like to prepare in advance, motions you'd like to prepare in advance. We can also publish those in advance of each meeting so that we can spend the meeting doing this kind of collaborative work or more fun things and not just, you know, taking up half hour to an hour on board reports. We can just take questions. Okay, Kevin, what days work best for you? I know your schedule's in flux a little bit. Can't hear you actually. Sorry.
I don't.
Okay. Sounds good.
I start September.
I think I heard I start in September. Oh, that's about it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Great.
So anytime.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kevin. Pam, what do we got for you?
Most days would work fine. Like Sunday evenings would be okay because I am likely to be at home. Tuesdays are fine. Thursdays usually are okay.
Thanks. And then Adam, you're free all the time, right?
For the moment, I mean, once my semester begins, that will no longer be true, but for August, probably.
Okay. Great. All right. So looking at our calendar, what if we aim for maybe is August 13th too soon with a backup date of the 15th or the 22nd? That would be a Sunday evening paired with a Tuesday backup. And we could do the 13th or the 20th. More Sundays, go ahead.
Now, August 10th through 15th, I am going to a wedding.
Okay. Fair. All right. So the 20th with a backup of the 22nd. Does that sound good to everyone? Otherwise, it would be the 27th and the 29th.
The 20th on, yeah. Of August. Okay. Is
a sounds like it's probably okay.
And what time? Terry said after 6, if that works for everyone. If it's too late, let me know.
It should be fine after 6:30, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7:30 is good time.
Okay.
Plenty of
so yeah. All right. So we'll shoot for 7 or 7:30, Ginny. What's best for you?
I can do either. Maybe 7.
Okay.
This meeting started at 7:30, right? Today.
This meeting started at 7:30. It did go a little bit long. An intro as we wait for people.
7:30 then. The 7:30.
All right. So we'll try for August 20th at 7:30 p.m. If we can't do that, we'll try for August 22nd, maybe at 8 p.m. And we'll just because that's our backup, so it probably won't happen. But if we need to move it earlier, we can. Sounds like everybody kind of gets home a little bit later in the summer, and I know it's real hot, so. All right, so I will publish those dates as tentative, and if we don't end up using one of them, I'll host some training or GOTV welcome sort of volunteer hours instead. All right, August 20th at 7:30, August 22nd at 8 p.m. otherwise. And all right, then looking forward to September. 17th and the 24th are Sundays, 19th and the 26th are Tuesdays. What works for everyone here? Again, the 24th is ballot drop day. We probably will have an event of some kind. We could pair that up with a board meeting. We can roll however you would like to. Otherwise, the 17th, we could have a short board meeting where we just say, these are my reports for the month, and then we roll into how to GOTV.
Yeah, that sounds good. A meeting before the 24th on the 17th at 7:30.
September 17th at 7:30 then. And then the backup date would be September 19th at maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock. I know everybody will be back in a full swing, so let me know what works best for times on the weekday. It's a Tuesday. We can also adjust it later and just plan for 7:30 for now, if that works. Okay. And then we have October, and I just want to take a look at October because that first week is a holiday. Now, that also means the consulate is closed, and that really sucks. And that's why September 24th and that end of September is so important, because we got to get people with their ballots filled out to the consulate to make sure they get them back in time for November 7th. It takes still 4 to 5 weeks using that consular pouch. Mm-hmm. What's everybody doing? You got plans for the holiday? You want to hold an event? That's great. If you want to meet any particular day of the month, that's fantastic. I'm sure that the 29th and 28th will probably be the Halloween celebrations, which are always pretty big. So if we want to do an in-person event, that's great. How do you guys want to spend your time? Let me know.
I'm actually not too sure, but I think if we're going to do an event, it's better to do it that
in conjunction, like that
29th or 30th, right? Before everybody leaves. Before many people leave China.
But China at the end of October as opposed to like the end of the semester.
Well, sure, like 29 and 30 might not be technically holidays yet, but most public schools and things might have to work on that 30th before the holiday. You're
right. They might have to do that double day, right? Or that day.
Are we talking about September 30th? Or are we talking
September,
about
September?
Oh, I'm sorry. October. I'm shooting forward to October. My bad.
Oh.
Yep. But yeah, you're right. So September 24th is ballot drop day, and y'all think that might be a work day.
No, it would be the weekend. It would be that 30th. Saturday, the 30th, that might be the work day for the public schools. All right. Thank you for bringing
the 24th should be clear. All right. So we should be fine on the 24th then, potentially Tuesday the 26th.
We can always change the date if once they drop what the makeup days are, we can change the date if we have to.
Yeah, and they were a little bit different. Everyone was kind of staggered last year, so we'll see if any changes happen and what our schedules are. But looking forward to the 3rd, 4th, 5th weeks of October. And so, like I said, Halloween is a huge thing and a great way to also GOTV while having the most fun you can. So that would be the 28th, a Saturday, and the 29th, a Sunday. The Tuesday, the 31st, is also actual Halloween. So that could be always like a hybrid meeting if anybody wants to like go out and then call in or just get dressed up and have fun. What dates in October jump out at you guys right now? I'm down for whatever.
I don't actually usually plan my social life 3 months in advance.
So I know. I want us to have something on the calendar just to make sure we're ready.
Well, Halloween is always good.
Otherwise, it's triage.
Halloween events, they'll probably attract Americans. So if anyone's having a Halloween event, we can like post up there where they get out the vote sign. That'll do.
Okay. So we'll plan on the October 29th, maybe, and then the 31st. The 29th, okay. We want to do something earlier, or we could do the 28th, because it's a Saturday. I don't want to infringe on everybody's social life too much, but if you're also out and you can be like, hey.
It's not that you're infringing on it, it's that it doesn't exist yet, because we're talking about 3 months in advance.
No.
Sorry, none of us actually plan our lives quarterly, all right?
I think the 29th is a good day to have an event, because a lot of people will be going out on the 28th for other types of Halloween events. So on the 29th, we could do something in the day or in the evening, probably more so the day.
Yeah, day I think works well for that, and Sunday works for me. So if we're looking at October 29th during the day, what time would be best?
Who knows? It's 3 months from now.
Well, it's a Sunday, right? So it's like a 2 p.m. better. Most people
want to sleep at 8, so it would be like after 12, anytime after 12.
So we could do like a 2, we could do a 4. Why don't we plan for 2 p.m. right now?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then backup date or any unfinished board business or what have you on the 31st, or any other actual on the day Halloween events on the 31st. I'm guessing that would be evening, so that would be another 7:30.
Yeah, and somewhere close to a Met because people will be coming from work that Tuesday.
Yep. Okay, so the 29th, 2 p.m., back up 31st, 7:30 p.m. Now we roll into November, and Tuesday, the 7th, is election day, right? And so we could always have a watch party where we also discuss board business. I know it's during the day, but our night is, you know, the morning of the U.S. We could do it on the 8th itself in the evening and discuss some results, whatever you guys want to do. Otherwise, we push it towards the end of November. Any thoughts on what would be best for you in November? And then we'll probably have some GOTV events in the lead up to the 7th. We'll be making calls. We'll be on WeChat or whatever. If you need a little break and you want to do it at the end of November, that's great. We also have Thanksgiving at the end of November, which is a fabulous time to eat great food, talk about the great food you used to eat back home, and connect.
Yeah, November. I would have to do something before, like at least before on the 5th, the 4th, or the 3rd. Okay. So that would be the weekend, that first weekend. Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be a GOTV thing, and we'll have some things happening in regional and global. If we would like to plan anything, it'll probably be like we have some WeChat or online Zoom hours that we're going to be attending. So maybe pencil in some time there just to help people with last minute questions. Again, that won't be the mail-in ballot crowd. That'll be the people who get to fax their ballots back or return them through an online service or email. So for our board meeting and board business, do we want to do that over like a Thanksgiving style event or what are we thinking? We're looking at the 19th is a Sunday, the 26th is a Sunday, 21st is a Tuesday, 28th is a Tuesday. Saturday is the
23rd. Giving is the 23rd, right, this year?
Yeah, it is the 23rd.
Okay.
We don't have to do things on the day. I know everybody's got to call their families and meet with friends and things like that, but just start thinking ahead. We can pencil something in. Adam, you've attended some DA China Thanksgiving dinners, I think, right? I've seen you in a few photos from Al's to wherever.
Yeah, I think it probably has been a while. I think I certainly not since the pandemic, of course. But I think there were some DA related. I don't remember what, where, when, or where though. Maybe it was Boxing Cat at one point. I know they usually do Thanksgiving dinner, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's think about it because every place does.
Or the 26th, like before Thanksgiving or actually after the 19th or the 26th on a Sunday.
What I will say is if we do a board meeting that's short, maybe 30 minutes as a wind down from the election, that could maybe be on the 19th. And then on the 26th, if everybody wants to meet up in their localities for a dinner out at a restaurant, someone's home, pumpkin spice cocktails, I don't know, whatever you're into, that would be a great opportunity to have events, and we should take advantage of that. So we'll pencil in this the 19th as maybe a 30-minute board meeting at 7:30, and then the 26th as a Thanksgiving potential event in all of the places, as many as we can. And then that means about a month in advance, we need to start pushing out comms so that people start saying, this is where I want to go, this is how I can help as well. All right, and then December, we've got the holidays, and I'm assuming that people have some things happening and might be traveling. So that Sunday is Christmas area, Christmas Eve, 24th. And then there's Hanukkah and all of the things. So for right now, I would suggest if we meet in December that we do it on the 17th or the 9th. Well, actually, let's avoid weekends in December because everybody has holiday parties. Let's plan for, maybe Monday the 18th. I think Hanukkah hasn't started yet. I can't recall, but I'll look that up. in a second, but let's try Monday, December 18th as our date to have a board meeting and wrap up anything else that we need to do before January. January 1st is when everyone can re-register to vote. January 15th is ballot registration day. So if on that, that the third week of December, if we can get some of those comms ready to just be pushed out and scheduled on the apps to be pushed out while we're on vacation, I think that would be best.
Okay. I know Hanukkah starts, just FYI, on the 8th of December.
It's early this year. Okay. Perfect. Okay, then we're clear of that. And right before everybody should be traveling, maybe for Christmas. And again, as things come up, we can change it. All right, so just to verify right now, we are scheduled for August 20th with a backup date of August 22nd, September 17th with a backup date of September 19th. September 24th, we expect some ballot drop events on the global level potentially. Looking at October 29th, perhaps having an event at 2 p.m. and the 31st, a short board meeting at 7:30 p.m. If we don't finish or get to business on the 29th, November 7th is election day. And then Terry and I have held watch parties the last 2 years running. I'm happy to do that again as people are able, but again, it's a weekday. I know that's tough. November 23rd to Thanksgiving, we're looking at a board meeting in November on the 19th for 30 minutes and the Thanksgiving event November 26th, and then a board meeting and to prepare comms for January and re-registration date for 2024 on December 18th. Okay, that's a lot. I know that's far in the future. Hope it works out. We are now going to give advance notice to everybody and go from there. Thank you. Thank you so much. And all right, let's see where we are with this. Oh, and if you have not registered and requested your ballot on your screen right now, you can scan that QR code and get your ballot ready to be sent home. Thanks everybody for attending today's meeting. Remember, teamwork makes the dream work. Let's build out our teams. And to do so, get out the word that we do need help. Good night, everyone from Wisconsin to Beijing. Thank you so much.